Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Director of the Center for Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American studies as well as news from Indian Country. Music fans will appreciate a new documentary being featured at the Sundance Film Festival entitled Rumble, The Indians Who Rock the World. The film comes from filmmakers Catherine Bainbridge and Alfonso Marana, who also contributed to the 2009 documentary Real Injun. Toya Koya Brown, a journalist with powwows.com, asks the simple question, why did it take so long for someone to make a documentary on indigenous artists in the music industry? Well, it's here now. Joe Layden, a film critic for Variety, states that the 1958 instrumental hit single by Link Wray inspired the film's title, Rumble. Fred Lincoln Wray Jr. was born in North Carolina to Shawnee parents. Rolling Stone ranks Wray at number 45 of the 100 greatest guitar players of all time. Layden also reports that Wray's Rumble was banned from the airwaves in many U.S. markets because, as Steve Van de Zandt gleefully notes, the scary swagger it conveyed made it sound like a theme song for juvenile delinquency. From the film synopsis, Rumble tells the story of a profound, essential, and until now, missing chapter in the history of American music, the indigenous influence. Featuring music icons Charlie Patton, Mildred Bailey, Link Wray, Jimi Hendrix, Jesse Ed Davis, Buffy St. Marie, Randy Castillo, and Robbie Robertson, number 59 on the aforementioned list. Justin Lowe, a reporter for The Hollywood Report, comments that the documentary is full of tantalizing audio clips and dynamic concert footage. John Troutman, author of Indian Blues and consultant for Rumble, commented that the interviews are just fabulous. Troutman shared that the filmmakers made a last-minute change to include footage from the ground at Standing Rock. As Justin Lowe comments about the new closing, including music from the protest, it's a reminder that Indigenous people's voices and music cannot be silenced or ignored. Is there a topic that you would like Anishinaabe Radio News to cover in a future episode? Share your ideas and suggestions on the NMU Center for Native American Studies Facebook page or email cnas@nmu.edu. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.